Blog Talk Radio.
The day, and by my spirit, I'm making the way, and by my spirit,
voice and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you. apóstol. Habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Praise God. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Well, praise God. Here we are. Another day. Another week gone by. And as Brother Will says right here, the Lord is so, so near. Amen. He really is. You'll see in this message how truly near He is, that He lives within our hearts and our life. You know, brothers and sisters, in the time that we're living, as we look to the Lord's glorious coming, understand that we're going through the trials and tests of our faith. First started with like the children of Israel, as they were in bondage to a type and shadow of the world, Egypt. And it got the darkest and the toughest until dawn would come and the Lord delivered them. How about the people looking for the Messiah, looking for the Savior, the Christ, in a nation oppressed by the Roman Empire, like their boots crushing them. And they were looking. And as the Word of God says in Isaiah, that the people were in darkness and affliction, and they seemed like they had no hope or light. And the light came, the Savior, Jesus Christ. And he came, praise God, to make a way that we all could be set free and saved and rescued from the dark kingdom of hell and Satan. Set us free from that nature that we required, that we acquired through us from Adam and Eve, and that lineage of human beings. And praise God, he did. But rejoice, as we're in these times, as the trials come, as the fires seem hotter, we have an advantage. You're going to learn about it tonight. We have the anointing like in the days of the prophet and the king. But now it's in each one of us, one to believe and trust Jesus. Big difference. We are connected to God Almighty. We're connected to our glorious Savior and King Jesus. We are connected with the very life and truth and power of God by the Holy Spirit that he has given us his life. He's given us his character and nature and makes us who we are, and that we're able to stand and know that he is victorious and know that he's truthful and know that he's loving and caring. And he's with us. And he's given his name and authority to us as believers to stand and to show people you can be set free, that you don't have to depend upon man, and surely you don't have to stay under the oppression of the enemy. But you can be saved and set free and healed, that the enemy in this nature causes. God can heal. God can deliver you. And praise God, God can save you. He made it possible for all of mankind, for all of his created children, that none would perish. And we're in the time when he's coming for his church and bride. And this is desperate times for everybody. Need to understand, the only way you'll have peace, the only way you'll be able to stand, is in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to his name, that you understand who Christ is. We've learned that he's the living word of God. In this study, you will learn that he is the power of God from God the Father. Oh, praise his name. Everything is about Jesus. You better understand that's the only thing God will accept. Everything else will fall by the wayside. Religion, works, tradition. Only in Jesus, and that we trust him as our Savior. He's already our Lord and King. Praise his name forever. But know that you're very special. As the Lord has put it upon my heart, and understand what kind of people we are. In the Old Testament, they had manifestations of God. Jesus showed up himself. Capital A in the Old Testament shows the angel of the Lord was Jesus, was the Son of God, Yeshua. He showed up in a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. many tremendous miracles and things. And then he came himself, became a man to witness to us and all the great things that he did. And the people saw. But understand this, what he said to Thomas, when Thomas was doubting and he'd seen him, he'd been with him. And he told him, blessed are you, Thomas, for you have seen, but more blessed are the ones who believe and have not seen. And how were we able to do this, brothers and sisters? By faith in Jesus and born again by his Spirit. That it is in a place that's just absolutely amazing. That we have the belief we have and the faith we have. Because the presence of the Lord, it doesn't necessarily have to be like in person. But he still shows up in many different ways, like the wind blows. You don't see it, but you see the results of it. You see what it does, the effect. The same thing is with the Holy Spirit. Invisible in this physical world, but much clear and seen in the spiritual world. And that though that our eyes and ears of our spirit, our inner person, have been open to this. We need to know this so much time we live. And that you're very special to God. God the Father. Because you don't reject the Son of God. But you accept him. And that you don't want to add anything to it or take anything away or think what he did is not enough and what the Holy Spirit has done is not enough. God have mercy on your soul, because that won't be accepted. Only our faith in Jesus and born again by his Spirit. As simple as God made it. Man makes it complicated. Satan makes it confusion and in lies and deception. And everything of man, religions and all, is about man. Oh, yeah, they use the label God, but it's all about them. What they can do, what they can say, traditions and works, how we can save ourselves. It's not possible. The Lord said it himself. What is impossible for man is not impossible for God. And that was Jesus. God the Father said, this is the way. It's my Son. There is no other. Do not reject him. Do not reject the gospel or the love of the truth. Because you'll be deceived and destroyed. God have mercy. Well, praise God. Sometimes, brother, sister, things come on. You have to share. Hallelujah for the times we live. And I say shalom and welcome, Sister Luna. And Sis Jeanette, bless you, sisters in Christ, and Brother Andrew, and Brother Will, and all by phone and Skype and Facebook. Hallelujah. His presence is here. That's right, brother. I mean, this week it's been tremendously hot and humid here in Texas, and all the rain made everything grow real thick and tall. And we had to wait until it dried out. And I had the breeze come my way, and I thank the Lord to send a breeze when I was out there mowing and gave me strength to get it done. So praise God. He's greater than any of the physical thing. And you know what he says, blessed are those who do not see and believe. They're saying that you believe in him. You believe in the kingdom of God. You believe in the Holy Spirit. You believe there is a kingdom of heaven. You believe there's a presence of the Lord in it, all that, because it's greater than any of our physical senses. It's who we really are, the eternal us that is connected to the eternal one. Oh, thank God we are. Thank God that he became a man and a sacrifice to take care of our fall, all our sins. The Lord Jesus has done it. It's available for all. But you've got to make it personal. By faith in him alone, who he is, the Son of the living God, the Savior, the Messiah to our Jewish friend, Yeshua HaMashiach, and that by his shed blood, the remission for our sins, they're taken care of. They're washed away. They are forgiven. We praise his name. Glory to his name. And then on the third day, praise God, he took care of all of it. He didn't miss anything. As he broke the power of Satan in the nature that we have, and he put it under his blood 3 days later, oh, yes, don't forget he took all the wrath and judgment, so we don't face that either. The guilt and shame, the punishment for our sin. It overcame, he overcame it by the love of God poured out through his blood for each one of us. God's love expressed through his son, Jesus. How can people reject that? I don't know. I pray their eyes would open their ears, spiritual eyes and ears would open before it's truly too late. Because you don't want to face what's coming. And just like I'm doing in my regular Bible study, how serious this really is to God the Father. He would have none perish and all come to repentance. Repentance? What is that? It is understanding God's way and turning away from Satan and man's way for salvation and eternal life. It's only God's way. With your free will, God gives you that choice. Pray you would choose life. You don't want to face the other. Not really much in this life, and Lord have mercy, not in the future. But praise God, the third day, he was victorious over the consequences of our sin. What would happen if you don't have faith in Jesus, the Son of God? At his death, hell in the grave forever. God have mercy. We don't want anybody to go there. There's no hope there. There's no love there. Only thing there is punishment and the wrath of God for rejecting the love he poured out through his son. And that comes to the other point. You got to know your place. You're a created being. He's Almighty God. And it's his way. Or you face the consequences for the nature we have without Christ. The wages of sin is death, not just physical, but spiritual. Just like the start with Adam and Eve, he has made a way, and he's made it permanent and eternal because that's who he is, only through his son, Jesus. Learning more and more, it's all about Jesus. That's for sure. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Another glorious night. Another weekend. As we all go through trials and tests. I have to share that Sis Brenda going through the trial at work, and we're praying and asking direction because I believe it looks like that door is closing there and God has something else for her to do. Because she went through and she was feeling much better. And this is the days we live, brothers and sisters. It's more about power and control. The place that she worked, she went back 3 days. She was working and doing pretty good, and shoulder wasn't hurting. And it's the only thing that is this, she has to lift up this heavy wheelchair because the wheelchair lift thing's not working. And so Wednesday, she tried it in the morning, and when she did, she could feel pain in her shoulder. So she went to her supervisor and just asked, listen to this, just asked, could somebody help her just twice a day with the wheelchair? Well, the supervisor calls the office. And the office says, send her home until she can comply with that she can pick up 50 pounds. No mercy. Just, you know, where I work, we have something called a buddy system. Not, you know, mine, but buddy system about lifting. If you have something you think is going to hurt you, call somebody to help you. But seems like not now. So that's sad in that sense that you can't get somebody to help you for just twice a day for something extraordinarily heavy. That's not too cool, but I've, like she was sharing, it could definitely be a place where God's shutting the door. And when he wants to shut a door, he shuts it. So we'll trust the Lord. We got to go to the doctor Monday and hopefully, you know, get a note from him that she can't work until this thing's healed. And she's going to, we're going to, you know, pray and seek the Lord and use some time that she has. And it'll probably be the, you know, be the end of that job there, because it seems like they're not any choice of any other positions in the company or anything. So that's what happens a lot to long-time employees these days. But we know the Lord's in control. And the other thing I'll be asking is that we're going on a mini trip to go see her niece in South Texas to get out of town and just do a little something. We hadn't done anything since, you know, since the pandemic or whatever. So we're going to try to go down there and see her family. She hadn't seen some of them in a while. So we ask for prayers for both of those. All right. Well, praise God. We thank God for each one of you tonight. And that we'll have a good service in the presence of the Lord and what he is sharing and wants you to know. It's even by the praise songs and all is pointing about depending upon the Lord in the mountaintops or in the valleys or trials and tests as we each face and seem like they're increasing. And out of it, God will show himself strong. And if we're able to make it through, and we know he's coming soon, as we watch everything else going on in the world and everything happening. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you and praise you today, tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can come together in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we understand how much we need the Holy Spirit, that he is here to anoint us and to guide us and refresh us and strengthen us. We cannot make it without him, as you told us, Lord, that when I go, I'm going to send another. Oh, glory to God. And you sent your very life and power and nature and character to come live in us. And as you come to live in us, we have your life, Lord. Praise God, you're a forever God. You're eternal. Holy praise and honor you. How you have strengthened our faith. How you have strengthened us to be able to stand to temptation and to go through the tests and trials and to show how strong you are and how awesome you are, how loving you are and merciful and kind, and that you're part of our lives. And like Brother Will, it seems like you're nearer and nearer, Lord. And that tells me you're getting nearer and nearer to come for us, and that we are to rejoice and to trust you and know we need you. We're very grateful, Lord, in this time, as it seems like evil rises, as the enemy is moving because the time is short, that you stand up with a standard that's greater than him. And you have given us authority in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, and by the power of your shed blood that breaks the power of Satan, nature of sin, praise God. We thank you, Lord, for that head protection of the mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you for the angels of God that are watching over us and protecting here at the Lord's hour. And as we serve and honor you, that you make the connections available, you make the chat room available, that we can come together as we are in spirit together, close together as a family of God, depending and praying and holding up one another, encouraging one another in these days we live. And know we're not alone, that you're with us through all things, Lord Jesus. We praise and honor you tonight, and we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. This first song, I mean, there's been some powerful songs. And you can see it's coming from the heart of people that have been touched in the times we live. The scripture for this first song, there it goes. You have it marked, and it goes away, but it's okay. I can mark it again. I'm learning to do that. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money, shun greed, be financial ethical, being content with what you have, for he has said, why you can be content, why you have this moral essence. This is what the Lord says. I will never, under circumstances, desert you. Never give up nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Surely not. Praise God. Hear the promises. Hear the love of God for you and me. Praise God. So we take comfort. Well, who's the comforter? The Holy Spirit. And are encouraged and confidently say, all you say this, the Lord is my helper in the time of need. Will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Nothing greater than God. Nothing greater than your God. So in this, proclaim and speak this to the things you're dealing with in your life. Speak to the mountain in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Why would I worry? Giants come calling my name. Hallelujah. My God is so much bigger than the troubles I've made. Amen. Why would I hunger for powers and riches or fame? Hallelujah. Oh, my God is so much better than all of these things. Come on now, proclaim it. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain. Oh, it's time to move. Come on now. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy knows this. Enemy scattered. They know the battle is done. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. My God is stronger. The victory's already won. Yes. Hallelujah. Died for my ransom. Rose up on the third day. Hallelujah. Because my God is greater than death, hell and the grave. Amen. Glory. I'll be shaken. Oh, I won't be moved. Amen. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain. Oh, it's time to move. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. Amen. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have He doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's weapons too strong. There's nothing for my God that's impossible. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have He doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. Jason. No, he won't. Why won't be moved? My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain. Oh, it's time to move. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. That is so true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, praise God, Sis Jeanette. You come and continue this worship and praise for a God who is bigger, better, stronger than anything that comes against us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a powerful song. One of the newer ones. There's some others the Lord's been showing me that really for this time that we're living and all that we're going through and facing. This doesn't catch God off guard. He knew what it's going to be like. His word showed us. It's amazing what he's doing in our lives to sustain us and everything. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I see it.
Amen.
Well, bless
Hi,
you.
Hi, brother.
How you doing?
Hanging in there because the Lord is with us. So
hanging
with the Lord.
Yeah, learning more and more that how much he really is with us and how special we are to the Father and what Jesus said.
Yes.
More blessed than the ones who fall because we believe and we, you know, even the First Peter says it too. Because you believe in him because even though you ain't seen him, you still believe. He says, you know, that's tremendous. And he gives us the faith and in the presence, you know, his spirit. So that's why we're able to do it. You know that well. That's the only way we can.
Yeah.
All right, sis. Bless you. You want to continue the worship of faith? Amen. Okay. Amen.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sins and shame. Love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for the life, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced head. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, you forgive me and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb. Seated on the throne, crowning now with many crowns, you reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God. The darling of heaven, who is his voice? Worthy is death. Worthy is death. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price. Bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced edge. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now I know you forgive me and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne, crowning now with many crowns. You reign victorious. Higher lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the crowning now with many crowns.
Beginning my prayer, Even
so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He will. He will someday, sis. And I think, of course, it's getting closer. Each day goes by. But everybody is sensing, you know, this week I've heard so many different ones sensing something is changing, something's happening in the spiritual realm. And it's, you know, in the presence of the Lord and what he's doing in our lives and how he's changing us. And it just feel, you know, this more and more him being close to us as we're in the times we're living. Amen.
Amen. Because even we have trials and tribulations, we still love him with all our hearts. We go run to him. Trials and tribulations.
Amen. We think it's so, you know, such a long time and everything, but this is nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us in heaven. I
mean, amen.
You know, it's trying to keep, you know, and I think that's what he's showing us more is, you know, keep your eyes on the eternal. Keep your eyes on, you know, what I have said and my promises, and don't let this temporal world get you down, and don't focus on what the names, the soothsayers or the ones that are promoting fear and control and everything of the enemy at his, you know, his last stand, his last, you know, try. I mean, what he can do, but he cannot overcome Almighty God. He can't overcome the power of God in us, that we are victorious through Christ. And
we are victorious.
Amen.
And he gave us wisdom and discernment that the people who are saying for us to fear, we will not believe them because we know, because God is with us, and we know deep inside our hearts that
we are safe. The word is a sword. It's a two-edged sword,
amen.
Sharper. And that we are, you know, trust the Lord when these things come and we say, okay, this is what they're saying, but listen what God says. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. And that's,
amen.
You know, so important why people need to know God's word. And the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches. And that's why it's so important about him within our lives right now. Amen. Well, thank you, sis. Bless you, and thank you for the service that, you know, that you do because you love the Lord and to serve and worship and encourage the brethren. And
the blessing to serve the Lord.
Amen. And we'll get with you at the end and bring that last song that God's put on your heart.
Amen, brother.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sis, again. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
All right. Praise God. That, brothers and sisters, another message, you know, that God brings in the time that we need them. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're facing and how strong it is coming against the world, man, the enemy, trying to wear us out, trying to wear us down, you know. And there's, you know, there's, like I said, even understanding, you know, the enemy. He just tries to keep us quiet, or he tries to keep us down. He can't overcome us because Christ has overcame him, and that we trust Christ. He's greater, but he can try to make our life hard. But this is encouraging news of understanding he who's in you, he who's in you now is greater than he that's in the world, and that's the following faith. And understand any of the people that are influenced by him, no weapon formed against us will prosper. And, you know, whatever they try to bring against us, God is greater. His word is greater. Who you are in the Lord is greater. You're his child. You're his sons and daughters. And you know how much, you know, most fathers and most of the fathers that love us and our parents, how much they loved us and watch over us and protected us. How much more is your heavenly Father doing that for you because of his love for us and that he first loved us, that we love him, and we love his son, Jesus. Amen? Okay, God's power empowered by the Holy Spirit in our life. Now, that's how it is. That's by the word of God, as you'll see. It's the only way this happens. It's like God's love comes through abundantly through the Holy Spirit in our life, our lifeline to God. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from God the Father expressed to us who believe in the Son, Jesus Christ, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Well, this was impressed upon me to study and learn about, and you too. We need to know this in our heart, in life, for such a prophetic time we are truly living. How can we live and stand without the very life and power of God power of God in these trying times? How can we, as born-again believers, have the Word of God in our lives not empowered by the Holy Spirit? The answer, we can't. We can't stand, and we have to have the true power of God and be empowered by the Holy Spirit to able to live the life he has given us now, who believe and trust and embrace him personally as the Son of God and our glorious Savior. There is no way as believers can even stand or be a witness without God's supernatural power and the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is the one who brings the life of God in our life and the power of God in our life. Amen. Let's look. Luke 24:44-49. Then he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything which has been written about me in the law of Moses, in the writings of the prophets, and the songs must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds. He opened their minds to help them understand the scriptures. And he said, "So it is written that the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance necessary for the forgiveness of sin would be preached in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Listen carefully. "I am sending the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, upon you, but you are to remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed, fully equipped with power from on high." That's where a lot of people get it wrong. They just know Jesus from a human point of view, but they need to need Jesus from God's point of view and way. So before he's going to ascend to the Father, he gives them an overview for all that he has done and tells them, go to Jerusalem, remain there, because something is missing still in your life for you as my disciples and believers in me. He tells them to us, brothers and sisters, that he's going to send the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, upon you. Why, brothers and sisters? So you are clothed, fully equipped with power on high to live as a believer and stand and serve as a born-again child of God. Amen? So, yes, this was announcing to them what was soon to happen. Let's look. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the time we're living. Acts 1, verse 8. "But you will receive power and ability when my Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell the people about me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth." But you will receive power. Number one, receive power, amen. Number two, ability. Amen. Number three, you will be my witnesses. Amen. Number four, even to the ends of the earth. Amen. Number five, when does this happen in your life as a believer? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. Amen. Again, praise God. He shows all of this is wrapped in his grace and in himself. We can do nothing without him in our lives by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts 2, verse 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them. And it rested on each one of them as each person received the Holy Spirit. And they were filled in all fields. That is, diffused throughout their being. Filled up. Taken hold of with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak in other tongues, different languages, as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out clearly and appropriately. So, who was gathered together? Followers of Christ, those who knew him personally, those who the Father had revealed who he was, the Son of God and Savior, the Messiah of Israel. Believers receiving the power of God, being empowered to serve and minister as Christ did when he was here in this world. The very life and power of the risen Christ was given to them. The person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit has shown up so that the born-again believers, the church and bride can stand, witness, and live for Christ empowered by him in our life now. Amen? This is the only way in truth and way of God's life and power comes to you, born-again believer. This was not just for them at the start, but for us too at the end. He has come. He is here now. The question to us, do we know him? Do we have a relationship with him as we do with our Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ? I pray we all do because we have to. Amen? To be who Christ wants us to be changed as he wants us to be. They were not the same. They were bold in their faith in Christ. It was not about them, but him. They made that very clear. It was pointing to themselves like religious man does, pointing to the Son of God and their Savior. It was not pointing to themselves. It was not pointing to themselves like the religion of man does, pointing to the Son of God and their Savior. Amen. This happens only by the power of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit in each of us personally. Let's look. Acts 3, 1 through 10. A great example from the Word of God as the Holy Spirit led Luke to write this. The healing of the lame beggar. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, 3 p.m. Remember, before the resurrection, they were hiding in behind locked doors. They're not there no more. And a man who had been unable to walk from birth was being carried along, whom they used to sit down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he could be beg alms, so he could beg alms from those entering the temple. So when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking them for coins. But Peter, along with John, stared at him intently and said, "Look at us." And the man began to pay attention to them, eagerly expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name, the authority, and power of Jesus Christ of the Nazarene," began now to walk and go on walking. They gave him Jesus. They gave him the name above all names. They gave him the good news of the Savior, of the Deliverer and Healer. Everything that fallen man needs is from Jesus. You know, one of the biggest things in this life, we got to realize that we're in a hell of a mess, that we're lost, we're sinners, we're not perfect, we mess up, and none of us accepted by God until we come to his Son, and he makes us right before the Father. But these followers of Christ, disciples and then apostles, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is pointing to this man who Jesus is. Then he sees the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. "You're going to walk." He's going to walk with Peter. Peter's doing in the power of God. I mean, he had to reach out his hand. Right, it says then he seized the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. And at once, his feet and ankles became strong and steady. And with a leap, this man hadn't walked since he was by birth, and now he's leaping. With a leap, stood up and began to walk. And he went into the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Walking, leaping, and praising God. Who did that in the Old Testament? King David. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as a very man who usually sat begging for coin at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement and were mystified at what had happened to him. Look at them now. How they have changed, a heart for the people, wanting to meet their need, to help them, afflicted by Satan in this fallen world. Boldness in the name of Jesus Christ, amen? Let's look at one more example of God's power, which is empowered by the Holy Spirit in our lives, amen? Acts 4, 1 through 13, Peter and John arrested. And you would think they would say thank you. But when people are caught up in the nature of man, in the nature of religion and tradition and laws and works, they don't seem to see the joy and mercy of God. They're more concerned about control. And while Peter and John were talking to the people, the priest and the captain who was in charge of the temple area and the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being extremely disturbed and thoroughly annoyed because they were teaching people and claiming the case of Jesus, the resurrection of the dead. Seems like a good thing, resurrection of the dead, but not when you're blinded by the things of the world and Satan and religion. So they arrested them and put them in jail until the next day because it was evening. But many of those who heard the message, And they saw the evidence. In the name of Jesus, what happened to that man? You got to know that. They see this man leaping and jumping, and they know that something has happened of salvation. And then Peter and John, as the miracles and the wonders of God were manifest in this man's life, it opened the door for sharing the gospel. Salvation, believed in Jesus and accepted him as the Christ. And the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Now, do you think Peter and John or man did that? No. It was the mighty Holy Spirit working and moving in their lives. I guarantee you that. On the next day, the magistrates, elders, and scribes, Sanhedrin, Jewish high court, were gathered together in Jerusalem. Man's way of godliness is religion. And Ananias, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all others were high priestly descent. That's a dangerous place to be. It spells P-R-I-D-E. When they had put the men in front of them, they repeatedly asked. Remember, these men were hiding and cowered and abandoned Jesus and denied him and all that. But look what's happened in their lives when God shows up, when the true God shows up in their lives and ours. But what sort of power or in what name that is, but what kind of authority did you do this healing? Then Peter, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, members of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish high court, if we are being put on trial today to interrogate us for the good deed done to benefit a disabled man, as to show this man has been restored to health, let it be known, clearly understood by all of you and by all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you demanded to be crucified by the Romans and whom God raised in this name, that is, by the authority and power of Jesus, this man stands here before you in good health. That's no timid person hiding behind closed doors anymore, is it? Oh, no. He's bold as a lion now. This Jesus is the stone which was despised and rejected by you. The builders by which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among people by which you must be saved. For God has provided the world no alternative for salvation. It's all about Jesus. Threat and release, the caption for this next verse. Now, when the men of Sanhedrin, verse 13, Jewish high court, saw the confidence and boldness of Peter and John and grasped the fact that they were uneducated, untrained, ordinary men. They were astounded and began to recognize they had been with Jesus. Two very important facts about these men and us too. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke truth boldly. He was empowered by God through the Holy Spirit to stand before these religious leaders and witness for Christ. Amen. The second importance for them and us is they were astounded and began to recognize they had been with Jesus. We too should be recognized as being with Jesus each and every day, brothers and sisters. Amen? So by God's word, we will explore and study the truth about the power of God and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Definition of power. Definition of power. Ability to do or act. Capability of doing or accomplishing something. To supply with electricity or other means of power to give power to. This is what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. Without Him in our hearts and lives, by our faith in the Son of God and Savior, Jesus Christ, none of this happens in our lives. Amen? Now, by God's word, empowered by the Holy Spirit to know and understand. Amen. Psalm 49, verse 15. But God will redeem my life from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. This is God's word and promise that are true. God the Father has redeemed us from the power of Satan, hell, and death through his life and power in his Son, Jesus Christ, who was empowered by the Holy Spirit as a man. Our faith, belief, and to trust and embrace him, that has happened in our lives forever. Amen? Ecclesiastes 8, verse 12. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his life seemingly is prolonged, in spite of his wickedness, still I know that it will be well with those who reverently fear God, who fear and worship him openly, realizing omniscience in his power. Like I have said this week, we all need to know our place in this life that God has given us. The sinner and lost, they think it's all about him and this life. We who believe and trust Jesus know it is all about recognizing who he is and reverently fear God and those who fear and show respect to him and worship him openly, realizing omnipotence in his power. Amen? Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you, and with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. Do not fear or be afraid, brothers and sisters. Do not fear the fallen one, Satan, and men either. Trust and believe in God, our Savior and King, who empowers us by his Holy Spirit to stand in this evil time and not fear what man does or what Satan does, because he is much greater than they. Amen? Bigger, better, stronger than they are. Jeremiah 23:10. Oh, this is serious, talking about the days we're living, and you're seeing it happen. For the land is full of adulterers. Physical adulterers? No. Spiritual adulterers. What are they? Faithful to God. The land mourns because of the curse of God upon it. You see it all over the world right now. The pastors of the wilderness have dried up. In our country, in America, look out west. Look what's happening out there right now. The course of action of the false prophets is evil, and they rush into wickedness, and their power is not right. We've got that going on too. Their power is not right. We see this clearly happening all over the world. People trusting man and his ways without even really thinking or praying to the one who is really in total control. These things are happening rapidly in my country, America, here, and all over the world. Amen? God's word will come to pass. Amos 1, verse 8. And I will cut off and destroy the inhabitants from Ashdod and the rulers who hold the scepter in Ashkelon. And I will unleash my power and turn my hand in judgment against Ekron, the rest of the Philistines, in Gath. The towns dependent on these four Philistine cities shall die, says the Lord God. Much of this happened and will happen again. Listen clearly, all who want to come against Israel and support these terrorist states, their way of belief is power, control, death, and punishment. For their own people first, and then against God's people. It will not come out well for you by God's word. I pray you take heed to the true living God and the Son of God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen? Matthew 22, verse 29. But Jesus replied to them, you are all wrong, because you know neither the scriptures which teach the resurrection nor the power of God. For he is able to raise the dead. Like I told you, you will learn and understand the power of God is Christ. He is able to raise the dead. He is the resurrection and life, like he said. Oh, you need him badly when you're heading the next part of this life, eternity. Oh, yes, you need him badly. You don't want to face eternal death. Oh, no. You who do not believe the way, you can only believe and know the Savior Jesus Christ, you're all wrong. The scriptures which teach the resurrection, which is the power over Satan and death, praise God. You who do not believe and know this, you have a form, not the real truth of godliness. You deny the power of God through the Holy Spirit. You will be overpowered and deceived. You are powerless against Satan and the hordes of hell. God have mercy. Amen. Luke 1, verse 35. Then the angel replied to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a cloud. For that reason, the holy, pure, sinless child shall be called the Son of God. In the power of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, this humble servant girl, for God has a miracle birth. God shows his power by the Holy Spirit. A virgin with the Son of God in her womb and is born too. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 12, verse 5. Now listen, this is serious. You'll start understanding really your place and who God is. But I point out to you whom you should fear. Fear the one who after he is killed, has authority and power to hurl you into hell. Yes, I say to you, stand in great awe of God and fear him. This is no joke. This is no game. This is real life. Well, this surely puts all of this about our lives and our place in all this. Who should we fear, respect, and honor? Man or God? I would say clearly, stand in great awe of God and fear him. The words of our Savior and the Son of God. Amen? Acts 4, verse 10. Let it be known and clearly understood by all of you and by all the people of Israel that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you demanded to be crucified by the Romans, whom God raised from the dead, in this name that is by the authority, power of Jesus, this man stands here before you in good health. The power of God. The power of the Son. God empowered by the Spirit of God and the men of God, his apostles and servants. The same for us too, brothers and sisters, as servants of the Most High God, that it is he who is able to do all these his miraculous wonders through us, what he, his will and purpose in us as the Holy Spirit empowers us. Amen? Acts 4, verse 33. And with great ability and power, the apostles were continuously testifying to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in great grace. Great grace. What is God's great grace? God's remarkable loving kindness, favor, and goodwill rested richly upon them all. Thank God for his grace. You don't want to face him as your judge. With great ability and power. What kind of power? Their own power or God's power? God's, of course. How does his power come in our lives? Empowered by the Holy Spirit. To do the will and purpose has for each of us. Amen? Acts 26, verse 18. To open their spiritual eyes so that they may turn from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. You see, there's only two places. There's only two destinies. There's only two kind of lines. There's a line of darkness, and there's a life of light. That they may receive forgiveness and release from their sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in me, the Lord. Shalom, Brother Jeremy. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. To turn from your darkness to light, from the power of Satan, which you are a captive in, without faith and trust in Jesus, to set you free by God's power. Amen? Romans 1, verse 8. First, my God, through Jesus Christ, for all of you, because your faith, your trust, and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness is being proclaimed in all the world. Because of each of your, number one, faith in Christ. Amen. Number two, trust in Christ. Amen. Number three, confidence in Christ. Amen. Number four, his power, God's power in Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. By this life and power, through the Holy Spirit, brings God's wisdom and goodness to you. Amen. Grace, grace is marvelous grace. Romans 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation. Good news of Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done, is the power of God for salvation. And what are you saved from? From his wrath and punishment. To everyone who believes in Christ as Savior. I don't see anything else added there to you. To the Jew first and also the Greek. The gospel truth. The eternal good news of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment. Who receives this wonderful truth in their life? To everyone who believes in Christ as Savior. Amen? Know this clear. If you do not believe in him personally, God's Son and Savior, you will face God's wrath and punishment for your sinful life. God have mercy. And praise God. He does right now through his Son, Jesus Christ. Call upon his name and be real with God. And you will be saved. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5, verse 2, glory to the Lord. Through him, we also have access by faith into this remarkable state of grace in which we are firmly and safely and securely stand. Let us rejoice in our hope and the confident assurance of experiencing, enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of his excellence in power. I pray that you, as well as me, are experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of his excellence and power in our lives now. Amen? Romans 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do, and what could not the law do? What cannot works do? Traditions, the ways of men, the lies of Satan, what can they not do? That is, overcome sin and remove its penalty, being weakened by the flesh of man's nature without the Holy Spirit. God did. What's impossible for man is totally possible and has happened through God. He sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin. That's how serious it is. That where there's sin, the only way there is redemption or remission of it is by the shedding of innocent blood. That's how bad it is. And he condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned sin, period, in the flesh. Subdued it and overcame it in the person of his Son, his own Son, Jesus Christ. God overcame sin and removed its penalty, its power, by his own power of love and truth. This was expressed through his Son, Jesus. As a man empowered by the Holy Spirit, he condemned sin in the flesh, subdued it, overcame it, in the person of his own Son. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. That is why there is no other name by which any person can be saved. Only by the name of Jesus. That you believe in him, trust in him, and embrace him as your Savior to be saved, born again, and have eternal life. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness, absurd, and illogical. To who? To those who are perishing, spiritually dead. You can't understand it until the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Because they reject it. Because they can't get a hold of it. You can't get a hold of something that's alive if you're dead until the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Because to us who are being saved by God's grace, how are we saved? By God's grace, expressed how? Through his Son, for who he is and what he has done. It is the manifestation of the power of God. Hallelujah. So why, by God's grace, are you saved? Nothing of yourselves. Because it is a manifestation of the power of God to save you. All other ways fail. Only God's way and God's power through his Son, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, can truly save you and give you his life, eternal life. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1:24. Here's what I said. Already we know in the Word of God in John, 1 John, Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word of God. Jesus is a Word that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen to this. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Or add another one. Wisdom of God, too. So the power of God is revealed to us. It is Christ, the power of God. So how does this power come to us? In us, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Christ in us is the hope of glory, no other. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 5. So that your faith will not rest on the wisdom and the rhetoric of men. I pray it isn't. I pray, anyone listen to this, tonight or in the archive, that your faith is not based on what some man said, but the Holy Spirit speaking to you, but on the power of God, Jesus, not religion, not works, traditions. Paul called it all dung. Throw it out and hold on to what is true and eternal. And that's the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It better be. Because man's wisdom and ways are foolish and will fail. Amen? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus you make a way that Brother Will and Brother Jeremy can stay in the chat room. Lord, if they want to be here, I pray you make a way that they can be. I pray in the name of Jesus and by the authority of your name that you make it possible, Lord. And I know that you're able in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Therefore, I want you to know that no one speaking by the power and the influence of God can say, Jesus, be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is my Lord, except by the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Personally, Jesus is my Savior and Lord. That you know and believe and embrace that Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. Amen? Know this and hear this well. It is a matter of eternal life or death. This comes only one way. Your faith in Jesus Christ personally and by the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this precious treasure, the good news about salvation, unworthy earthen vessels of human frailty. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, it blows away all the spiritual beings from hell to heaven. It really does. Even the fallen one. He is absolutely amazed what God is doing through us. So that the grandeur and the surpassing greatness of the power will be shown to be from God. His sufficiency and not from ourselves. Anybody lifting up their name and looking for fame and fortune solely in the name of Jesus, it is not about you. Humble yourself and know it is all about Jesus and what he does and who he is. Because we fail miserably without him. This tells us and shows us clearly, it's not about us. Are any works we do, are any silly traditions of men and religion, it is his power and his sufficiency empowered by the Holy Spirit in our lives, not from ourselves. Amen? 2 Corinthians 6, verse 7. In speaking the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness, for the right hand, like holding a sword to attack, praise God, and for the left, holding the shield to defend. We are warriors and soldiers for Christ. This is who Christ makes us, being empowered by the Holy Spirit for his glory and honor. Amen? Put on the full armor of God, the armor of light. And again, that's Jesus. How does this happen? By our faith and being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God. It is all about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, in our lives by our faith and trust in him. The word of truth is Jesus Christ. Amen. And the power of God is Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. For even though he was crucified in weakness, yielding himself, yet he lives and resurrected. He lives resurrected by the power of God his Father. For we too are weak in him. We identify with him. As he was, I am crucified with Christ, yet I live, not I, but Christ within me, Galatians 2:20. As he was humanly weak, he identifies with us. He knew. He understood what we're going through. We are alive and well, in fellowship, in relationship with him, because of the power of God directed toward you. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father, that you have done this in us by your glorious Son, Jesus Christ. And as he being a man like we are now, we are empowered by your power through the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 3, verse 7. Of this gospel, I was made a minister by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Not by man, but by God. The same for all of us too, brothers and sisters. Amen? Colossians 1, verse 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, how you lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and of the unselfish love which you have for all the saints, God's people. Amen? Amen. That this would be true of us too, brothers and sisters. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we also thank God continually for this, that when you receive the word of God concerning salvation, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which effectively at work in you, who what? Believe. Exercising your inherited supernatural power in those of faith. Remember, inheritance, you had inherited through your faith in Christ. In Romans 8, it says we are joint heirs with Christ. We have been taken from being homeless on the street into the throne room of Almighty God. And nothing arrogant about it, but we come humbly, just like our Lord showed us on the path of life. Hallelujah, amen. Two questions come by this word. Number one, who is the true living word of God? Jesus Christ. Amen? And number two, how does this living word of God, Jesus Christ, come to us? Supernatural power in those of faith, empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? 2 Thessalonians 1:11. With this in view, we constantly pray for you, that our God will count you worthy of your calling to faith and of his power fulfilled every desire for goodness and complete your every work of faith with his power, not yours or power, but his power fulfill every desire for goodness and complete your every work of faith. Amen? 1 Peter 2-8. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ, sprinkled with his blood, may grace, peace, the special sense of spiritual well-being be yours and increase in abundance as you walk closely with God. Blessed, gratefully praised and adored, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant and boundless mercy, has caused us to be born again. That is, to be reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, set apart for his purpose, to an ever-living hope, confident assurance through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, born anew into an inheritance which is what? Imperishable, beyond the reach of change, and undefiled and unfading, reserved in heaven for you, Oh, I pray you believe God's word and not what men say. Who, being protected and shielded by the power of God through your faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in this last time. Jesus is coming. Oh, hallelujah. He's sharing this for us to be encouraged. In this, you rejoice greatly, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, which is much more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested and purified by fire, may be found to result in your praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not even see him now, you believe and trust in him. And you greatly rejoice and delight in an inexpressible and glorious joy. Hallelujah. Remember who Peter was talking to. People facing the Colosseum. People facing the line. The game that he was preparing them for. Oh, there's something much greater than all that you face in this world. It's your Savior. That your physical life is not what it's all about. It's your spiritual life that lasts forever. This old body will be changed and transformed just like Christ was when he raised from the dead. God is able. It'll be perfect and holy and righteous. We will be like Christ and be accepted by the Father. But this is the Lord speaking to us now for such a time as this, as we're closer to this really happening, him coming, Jesus, and being revealed, and that we'll have glory and worship and praise and say, hallelujah, Jesus is here, because we're looking for him. We're saying, even come quickly, Lord Jesus, because we want to be with him and our Father. We want to be with our loved ones. Hallelujah. So that this genuineness of your faith, which is much more precious than gold, which is perishable, all the fame and fortune and big houses and cars and money and gold and silver is perishable. Even though tested and purified by fire, may be found to result in your praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I remember I told you how special even as Jesus said to Thomas and all in the Word, blessed are you who have seen, but more blessed are those who have not seen and believe. Because the Holy Spirit was coming. In the very life of God, the one who brings us to life as God intended, in the image of God again, lives in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sis, for a powerful word the Lord has put on your heart to share. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timid, or cowardness, or fear, but he has given a spirit of power and of love and sound judgment, personal discipline, abilities that result in calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. 1 Peter 1:9, receiving as a result of the outcome, the consummation of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Amazing when you know who you are in Christ and what he has done. You should be at peace. You should be encouraged. And know that you're loved. Know this and believe through this power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. holding to the form of outward godliness, religion, man's way. Although they have denied its power. Remember I told you who the power of God is? It's Jesus. For their conduct, their nature, the way they live, nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them. The truth of God's word, without faith alone in God and Son of God, without faith alone in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life, through the power of the Spirit of God, which is being born again, then you, so-called faith or godliness, your conduct as just a religious person makes your faith null and void. Amen. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Hebrews 1, verse 3. The sun is the radiance and the only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light beam, the brilliant light of the divine, and the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence, and upholding and maintaining and propelling all things in the entire physical and spiritual universe by his powerful word, carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. When he himself, the one that's over all this, when he himself and no other man, no other created being but him, had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplish purification from sin and establish our freedom from guilt. He sat down, praise God, revealing his completed work at the right hand of majesty on high, revealing his divine authority. Glory to God. For you personally, and this whole world and universe is all about the glorious, victorious Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, verse 3. Oh, hallelujah. It just keeps getting better and better as we go. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust, and confidently rely on God, not man. Boy, that's a method. Enter that rest. So we have this inner peace now because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power. Just as he said, as I swore an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. This he said, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. Now, that goes back to that scripture, I think it's in 2 Peter, that God's patience, that none would perish, how much patience he's had. He completed his work at the cross and the grave. And all this time, the time of grace, he's given people the place and decision to trust him and be saved and have eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Waiting for all who would believe. Hallelujah. We who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. This kind of rest and peace, which is eternal. Amen? Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living. Yes, it is. And active. And full of power. making it operative, energizing, ineffective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person. In both joints and marrow, the deepest part of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. When God cleans house, he cleans it completely. Who does this? Who can do this in our lives? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, through his power and his Holy Spirit. Amen? James 4, verse 6. He gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith, our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. Nothing about self or selfie. You're supposed to be lifting up the name of Jesus and worshiping and praising him. Amen. Thank you, Father, that you give us more and more grace through your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verse 5. Who being protected and shielded by the power of God through your faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in this last time. I tell you what, the Lord sure is pointing us to this chapter, isn't he? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter 5, 1. By the power of God, your faith, brothers, sisters. Amen? Who is the power of God to us who believe? Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen? Well, let's see what's in 2 Peter. 1 Peter's been so good. Let's see what's in 2 Peter, the book of Peter. 2 Peter 1 through 3, chapter 1, verse 3. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness. Oh, how powerful God is. How powerful is his Holy Spirit in us? Through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Amen. His divine power, the only kind of power that could save us and give us his life, eternal life, is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, we pray, continue to pray, as it seems like people are having a hard time staying in the chat room. Make a way, Lord. Praise God. Thank you. That's quick. In Jesus' name. 1 John 5, verse 19. We know for a fact that we are of God. And the whole world around us, listen to this, the whole world around us lies in the power of the evil one, opposing God and his precepts. You think you can stand up against that in your own flesh and religion? God help you. We know for a fact that we are of God, and his power, which is far more greater than the power of the evil one opposing God and his precepts. Who is the victorious one? Jesus Christ. Amen? He, Jesus Christ, living in you by his Holy Spirit, is greater than the fallen one, Satan, who's in the world. Amen? Hallelujah. So by the word of God, we know the salvation we receive by our faith and trust in the Son of God is by God's power. We know and understand that his Son, Jesus, and our Savior is the power of God and the Word of God for salvation and the redemption of mankind, all empowered by his Holy Spirit. This is the only way the power of God and his Word comes in our lives, Jesus Christ. Amen? Now we look a little closer about being empowered. Amen? The definition of empowered: to give power or authority to, authorize. That is what the Son of God has done in our lives, brothers and sisters. How does this power and the authority come to us? In us. By the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? By his name, his power is brought forth into our hearts and lives for us and others around us. Amen? Now by his mighty word, Judges 6, verse 34. So the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon. And what? Empowered him. And he blew a trumpet. And the Abizarites were called together as a militia to follow him. Gideon, in the Old Testament, was clothed and empowered by the Holy Spirit to do what God called him and commanded him to do. Amen? Luke 21, verse 19. By your patient endurance, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will gain your soul. Your faith and patient endurance in Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Acts 1, verse 5. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. But you, believers, will be baptized and empowered and united. I don't know where I wrote there. Not untied. United with the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 5. So that in everything you are exceedingly enriched in him. In all speech, empowered by the spiritual gift, and in the knowledge with insight into the faith. That we too, brothers and sisters, as this is part of the will and purpose of God in our lives. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 25. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit. With personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. How does this all happen in our lives? Our conduct, our lifestyle, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, verse 17. 2 Timothy 4, verse 17. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened and empowered me so that through me the gospel message might be fully proclaimed and that all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the mouth of the lion. Two things happened to Paul and us too, brothers and sisters. The Lord Jesus strengthened and empowered us through the Holy Spirit in Paul, the Lord Jesus strengthened and empowered me through the Holy Spirit in Paul's life and ours, so the gospel might be fully proclaimed and that we are rescued from the mouth of the lion, Satan. Amen? Here now and for all time, eternity, and for the time that's coming. Praise God. Revelation 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit in special communication with the Holy Spirit and empowered to receive and record the revelation from Jesus Christ on the Lord's Day. I hear behind me a loud voice like a sound of a trumpet. So the day of redemption and the rapture Oh, come on, Paige. Let go. There it is. The great rescue for us who believe and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we will be the ones to see Christ in the air and to hear him say, come up here. Not the ones who do not believe in him or just have a form of godliness and deny the power of God who is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit. Amen? It'll be like when the Lord was here. And they would hear, God's voice would be speaking. And they would not hear. They would just hear like a thunder. Only those that are connected in relationship through a faith in Christ and born again by the Spirit will hear Jesus. And will see him at his coming for the church and bride. Now, the second coming, all people will see him that are on the earth. So praise God. By his word, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we know for sure it is through God's Son, Jesus Christ, that salvation's come to you. It is by the power of God comes to us to live and have the life we have now, which is eternal life. It is by his Holy Spirit that we are empowered to live the life that God has for us and to fulfill his will and purpose for each of us personally. Amen? So I finish this powerful truth and message to us with these two scriptures. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that is, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. This comes to all who believe and embrace the Son of God, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit in our lives and hearts to have this and do this in our lives now. Amen? Ephesians 6, verse 10. The armor of God. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. Know this, and know this well. It is all about Jesus Christ for salvation and the life he gives us now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, which is eternal life. Amen forever. The same power. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. It started separating some of the music. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can see what is breathing in my feet. I can feel the grows around in me. I can hear sounds of nation rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. Walk this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. Hallelujah. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm the raging sea. Lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us. Hallelujah. We have hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there's nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea. Lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us. Greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Hallelujah. No power of darkness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory. Greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Yeah! Hallelujah! The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm the raging sea. Lives in us, lives in us, lives in us, lives in us. Hallelujah. He lives in us. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, brothers and sisters. I thank our Savior, our Father, in showing who we are in Christ and that we're able to make it through. We're able to face the trials of fire. Hallelujah. Because he's with us as we walk through it. Hallelujah. Fires. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember how you saw me.
Amen.
The life may not be easy.
That's right.
And everything that
I need. You've already given me. Remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you fight for me? Hallelujah. You walk with the fire. Pull me from flame. If you're in this with me, don't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, feels like life can barely breathe. I walk through these fires, cause you're walking with me. Changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't seem I want to feel the heat. You walk with me to fire. Pull me from flames. If in you disagree with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, you feel like I can barely breathe. I walk through these fires, cause you're walking with me. You can face anything, cause you're here with me. I can do all things, cause you strengthen me. Remember how you showed me the price of my redemption, Lord, but I question when you prove that you died for me. Hallelujah. Through the fire, you pull me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke bell is higher, oh, and higher, feels like I can barely breathe. Walk through these fires, cause you're walking with me. I walk through these fires, cause you're walking with me. Amen. That's truth, brothers and sisters. He's with us. He said he would never leave or forsake us. He's given us his very life, his very character, power, his love, his mercy, his grace, his character. He's given us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, for we are never alone. Where can you hide from God? Where can you run from God? He is there. Especially that we trust our life to him. Oh, he shows himself strong. He shows what kind of love he has for us. It's absolutely amazing. We thank and praise him. And understand that we should learn from Peter and John to show the people the treasure that we have in our lives and hearts, as we're led by the Holy Spirit to do. People out there desperately need Jesus. They need a Savior. They need to know it's by his name that you can only be saved. That's by who he is and what he has done. The Father accepts to be saved and not condemned and lost. Only Jesus. And being born again by his Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank God. Hallelujah. Another night. All right. Yes, Lord. You know another thing, brothers and sisters. You remember when Jesus was coming in riding on the donkey, when he was coming into Jerusalem, and the people were worshiping and praising him. And Pharisees and the religious leaders said, tell them to stop. They should not be doing this. What did Jesus tell them? If they stop, the very rocks will cry out. We don't want to be in a place where the rocks are crying out because we are praising him. Hallelujah. And listen to them. Because we don't want the rocks to cry out because we are to praise him with our life and our heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, no. Amen.
Never take my song. The desert will never take my song. Praise you. I will praise you. I will ever cry out. I'll never let the rocks cry out. I will praise you. And I will praise you. Never let the rocks cry out. Never let the rocks cry out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Forever, you sing my song. I will praise you. I will praise you. I will never let the rock cry out. I will never let the rock cry out. I will praise you. I will never let the rock cry out. I will never let the rock cry out. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Reach out. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you. I will praise you. Never let the rock cry out. Never let the rock cry out. I will praise you. Lord, I will praise you. Never let the rock cry out. Never let the rock cry out. Hallelujah. Yes. We will praise you. We'll never let the rock cry out, Lord. We'll never let the rock cry out. I will praise you. And yes, Lord, something inside us. We have to. Never. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Never let the rocks cry out. We were created to praise him, to pour out from our heart, to praise our God, our Creator, our Savior, our Father, one who loves us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, that we praise you. Never let the rocks cry out. And we praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Never let the rock cry out. Never let the rock cry out.
I will praise you in the past too. Will never, I'll never learn. Yes, we'll praise you. I will praise you. We'll never let stones cry out. I will never let the stones cry out. I will praise you. Something inside of you have to. I will never let the stones cry out. Never let the stones cry out. Praise you. I will praise you. Never let the stones cry out. I will never let the stones cry out. We'll praise you. If I have to. I will never let the stones cry out. Never let the stones cry out. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. No, Lord. Praise you. It's like you have to. I will let the stones cry out. I will let the stones cry out. Amen. Hallelujah. That's true. No. We are to praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. We are to praise our Savior, our King, for he is worthy. How can we not praise him? When you realize all that he has done and who he is, Lord of God, there's no name greater than Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised. We will not let the rocks cry out. We will not let the stones cry out and praise him. But we are to, not to be silent, but lift up the name above all names. Our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. We come to the Father in the name of Jesus as the Lord taught us. Hallelujah. We come and ask him to intervene in our life as we pray and seek him. And for a prayer need, and if you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you need salvation, Jesus is the one that you got to know and believe and trust and know he's able. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we lift up our family and our friends and that they need to know Jesus as we know him. They need to know Jesus as the Father wants them to know him. As the Son of God, as the Savior, the only hope for salvation, eternal life. There is no other. Hallelujah. We pray for all that is crying out for healing, for my wife, Sis Brenda, for Sis Consuelo. We pray, Father, and we pray for Brother Jeremy. He asked for deliverance. Help him overcome. And we cannot do it without you, Lord Jesus. We praise and honor you tonight. We thank you that you have shown us who you are, that you are the living word of God, that you are the wisdom of God, that you are the power of God, and that is empowered to us by the Holy Spirit, the comforter that has come into our lives. We thank you for this night, Lord. We thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us forsaken. You're with us through all things. Whatever we face, whatever we're going through, Lord, we understand that you're with us in the fire and you pull us out of the flames. We thank you, Father. We pray that our faith grows stronger and that we be witnesses and know how do we stand. How do we go through all that's going on and everything we're facing in this world, all the prophetic things that are happening, everything of this world that is dying because of Jesus. The only way we stand. Not by religion, but by Jesus. Religion will fail. It'll wear you out. because it's man's way. It is temporary and worthless. But only faith in Jesus, in you, Lord Jesus, this happens in our life. We thank you for the mighty word tonight, Lord. We pray we apply it and understand as the Holy Spirit reveals it to us that we are empowered by you, Lord Jesus, and by the authority of your name in the lifeline of God that you have given us your very life, the eternal life, praise God, the life we need to live forever and to be with you in the kingdom. We must be born again in faith in you, Lord Jesus. And mighty Holy Spirit, we're grateful that you're within our life. You give us boldness like Peter and John, that we show others you, Lord Jesus, that we show them you in our lives as we live and as we breathe and as we speak in our actions. I pray you help us, Lord, and understand that, and that how we can stand and be bold and not be cowards and hide behind doors or whatever, Lord, and come out and be a light and a witness as you lead. Help us, Lord. We know people need you desperately. Help us understand that we see people like you. Either they're saved or they're lost. And to the saved, that we would encourage them and lead them to the Word of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and to pray and support for each other and love each other as you've called. And then for the lost, point them to you, Lord Jesus. To point them to you. They cry out to you, and the Holy Spirit will come in and tell them where they're at and who they need to be saved. Oh, we honor and praise you, Lord. We thank you for your word tonight, all that you have revealed to us and shown us. We trust you. And Lord, I lift up the prayer request in the hearts of my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the body of Christ. And I know, Lord, that you can answer the prayer, that you can change the life, that you can change hearts, Lord, that you can deliver us and set us free from the things of the enemy. For you have defeated the enemy and his power, and that he says he has it alive from the pit of hell, and that you are greater, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the King of glory. You have all authority and power, and we stand on it in the name of Jesus, and that you intervene in the life of your children, Father, and change them and heal them and deliver them and let them walk in the freedom that you have given us. Let our faith be strong, Lord, and that we be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power unto salvation. There is no other way. Father, we thank you and honor you in the times that we live, and that we've been raised up for such a time as this. Father, to bring forth your glorious truth and the glorious and glory of your Son, Jesus. And that this is the most important truth there is. Because we're all very close to eternity now. And the only way to be prepared for it is through you, Lord Jesus, the resurrected one, the glorious King, glorified man and God. And that the same spirit that you have given us will do the same in our lives when you come for us and call us home. Raise us up, resurrect us, and give us glorified bodies like you. Oh, praise God, Lord. A day that we look forward to, and we trust and know in your perfect way and time you are coming. And we sense more nearness than the comforting words of 1 Peter chapter 1, glory to your name. Let us take heed and know and trust and believe you. And we give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Praise his name. You feel his presence, his closeness, the spirit rising up in you, a spirit of life, not death. You're alive, and you're alive forevermore by the truth of God's word and the promises of God. Hallelujah. He is no man that lies or half-truth. He gives you the truth. You better take heed to it, because he is God, and we surely need him in the times we're living, especially his son Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. All right, well, praise God. We're going to get Sis Jeanette to come in and finish up tonight with the song that God's put on her heart to end this tonight. Hallelujah, Sis. Did you call? And we'll let you finish this up. Hallelujah. Praise his name forever. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Again, I would ask you all for a prayer for direction and wisdom for me and Sis Brenda, and for traveling mercies and to be a light and witness to our family as we go visit this short trip we're going to take. Praise God. I thank you. And we lift up all your prayers. Amen. Amen, sis.
Amen. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Praise God.
Oh, my hope is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me. I love you. All of my hope is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me. Take all of me. Take all of me. Take all of me. is my hope is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me. And I give all my heart to say I need you so. My everything. Oh, no. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love you very much, Lord, with all my heart, with all my entire being.
Thank Amen. You, Lord. Praise God. Beautiful, beautiful song. And sing it from your heart. Amen. So beautiful. Thank you, sis. Thank you for serving tonight. Praise God. What a powerful word from 1 Peter. 1 Peter
Amen.
Chapter 1. As the Lord speaking
yeah.
to us. He's coming soon.
Yeah, I posted it because it's I am in Peter right now. The
Amen.
Book of Peter. Every
All right. Well, praise God. God's perfect way in time, right?
Amen. Oh, it's working perfect time. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, sis. We love you and your family. We continue to pray for you and, you know, all that you're facing and the rest of the brothers and sisters. And we thank you for serving the Lord. And we say all glory to God. And have a great weekend.
Glory to God. I love you as well. You, all of
you,
brothers
you
and sisters. All right. That's true. Okay. Bye-bye. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. We thank God for each one of you. And you, Brother Andrew, and Sis Jeremy, and Sis Lori, and Sis Luna was here earlier, and all. And praise God. We thank God for each one of you. We pray the Lord bless you. Watch over and protect you and his face shine upon you and that you'll be refreshed and anointed by the Holy Spirit. And that check in, I mean, just embrace that word, especially from 1 Peter 1. And we say praise God and shalom and good night. All glory to Jesus. Amen. All right.